Kenny, do you want to come?
That's it. It's a friend of mine. Do you want to read that?
What I read in the last reading followed one poem to another in the development and illustrating the development of a peculiar, personal kind of awareness or consciousness that was growing on me, but I think is more or less common to all. At one point in 1956, I did some scribbling, writing, and read a poem in San Francisco, which, after I had given a reading there, Robert Duncan had signed to me that he thought it was the right way. So now I will read that. Sather Gate Illumination. Why do I deny mana to another? Because I deny it to myself. Why have I denied myself? What other has rejected me? Now I believe you are lovely, my soul, soul of Alan, Alan, and you, so beloved, so sweetened, so recalled to your true loveliness, your original, nude, breathing Alan, will you ever deny another again? Dear Walter, thanks for the message. I forbid you not to touch me, man to man, true American. The bombers jet through the sky in unison of 12. The pilots are sweating and nervous at the controls in the hot cabin. Over what souls will they loose their loveless bomb? The campanile pokes its white, granite, innocent head into the clouds for me to look at. A cripple lady explains French grammar with a loud, sweet voice. Regarder is to look. The whole French language looks on the trees on the campus. The girls' haunted voices make quiet dates for 2 o'clock. Yet one of them waves farewell and smiles at last. Her red skirt swinging shows how she loves herself. Another, encased in flashy Scotch clothes, clomps up the concrete in a hurry into the door. Poor dear, who will receive you in love's offices? How many beautiful boys have I seen on this spot? The trees seem on the verge of moving. Ah, they do move in the breeze. Roar again of airplanes in the sky, everyone looks up. And do you know that all these rubbings of the eyes and painful gestures to the brow of suited scholars entering Dwinnell Hall are holy signs, anxiety and fear. How many years have I got to float on this sweetened scene of trees and humans clumping above ground? Oh, I must be mad to sit here lonely in the void and glee and build up thoughts of love. But what do I have to doubt but my own shiny eyes? What to lose but life, which is a vision today, this afternoon? My stomach is light. I relax. New sentences spring forth out of the scene to describe spontaneous forms of time, trees, sleeping dogs, airplanes wandering through the air, Negroes with their lunchbooks of anxiety, apples and sandwiches, lunchtime, ice cream, timeless. And even the ugliest will seek beauty. What are you doing Friday night? Asked the sailor in white school training cap and gilt buttons and blue coat. And a little ape in a green jacket and baggy pants and overloaded school book satchel says, quartet. Every Friday night, beautiful quartets to celebrate and please my soul with all its hair. Music. And then strides off, snapping pieces of chocolate off a bar wrapped in Hershey brown paper and tinfoil, eating chocolate rose. And how can these other boys be them happy selves in their brown army study uniforms? Now cripple girl swings down the walk with loping fuck gestures of her hips askew. Let her roll her eyes in abandon and camp angelic through the campus, bouncing her body about in joy. Someone will dig that pelvic energy for sure. These white stripes down your chocolate cupcake, lady, held in front of your nose, finishing sentence preparatory to chomp. They were painted there to delight you by some Spanish industrial artistic hand in bakery factory far away. Expert hand in simple-minded messages of white stripes on millions of message cupcakes. I have a message for you all. I will denote one particularity of each. And there goes Professor Doherty, striding enlightened by the years, through the doorway and arcade he built in his mind and nose. He, too, saw the ruins of Yucatan once. Followed by a lonely janitor in a dove-gray Italian fruit peddler Chico Marx hat pushing his roly-poly belly through the trees. Neil sees all girls as visions of their inner cunts. Yes, it's true. And all men walking along thinking of their spirit cock. So look at that poor dread boy with two-day black hair all over his dirty face. How he must hate his cock. Chinaman, stop shuddering. And now to bring this to an end with a rise and an ellipse. The boys are now all talking to the girls. If I was a girl, I'd love all boys. And girls giggling the opposite, all pretty every which way. And even I have my secret beds and lovers under another moonlight, be you sure. And any minute I expect to see a baby carriage pushed onto the scene. And everyone turn in attention, like to the airplanes and laughter, like a Greek campus. And the big, brown, shaggy, silent dog lazing open-eyed in the shade lift up his head and sniff and lower his head on his golden paws and let his belly rumble away unconcerned. The lion's ruddy eyes shall flow with tears of gold. Now the silence is broken. Students pour onto the square. The doors are crowded. The dog gets up and walks away. The cripple swings out of Dwinell. A nun, even. I wonder about her. An old lady distinguished by a cane. We all look up, silence moves, huge changes on the ground, and in the air, thoughts fly all over, filling space. My grief at Peter's not loving me was grief at not loving myself. Huge karmas of broken minds in beautiful bodies, unable to receive love because not knowing the self as lovely. Fathers and teachers, seeing in people the visible evidence of inner self thought by their treatment of me. Who loves himself, loves me, who loves myself.